it and stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, for service and devotion. You would think that I would deserve a fair promotion. Want to move ahead, the boss won't seem to let me. I swear sometimes that man is out to get me.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. And guess who is working probably more than 9 to 5? We want to welcome to KDWA Casey Johnson. She is here as the chamber coordinator for the Prescott Area Chamber of Commerce. And I know there's always so many great things going on in Prescott. Yeah. So we welcome you and congratulations on your new job.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's been a little over a month now and just sort of jumping in and trying to figure it all out. I was a member of the chamber for 2 years before coming in-house and starting as the coordinator in July. So it's been an interesting evolution and sort of excited to hit the ground running, start peeling back some layers, figure out where we want to take the chamber.
And let's talk about Trish, who we all know. Yes. And love. She retired. Oh, good for her.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely. So 17 years of service and just knew the ins and outs of Prescott and the people and navigating everything. So it was definitely in good hands. I think we have an amazing foundation and a lot of opportunity to sort of build on that. And with some new board members, having the new coordinator position here, and just some new opportunities. So, yeah, she was amazing.
And I would assume, like the chamber in Hastings, you run pretty lean and mean.
It is me. We do have an active board, which is fantastic, and then some committee groups. But, we really rely on the members to be the chair of things and to participate in the volunteers. And I'm the employee. So
tell me a little bit about what you knew about the chamber before you took this position. You said you were a member of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah. So when I started my own meeting and event planning business about 2 years ago, sort of felt like it's probably the best way to sort of get to know the other businesses in town, do some networking. So that was, my first experience to just get my name out there. We did this ribbon cutting with the ambassador group that typically welcomes new members to town. So I sort of knew about the networking side, the monthly meetings where there's some programming involved. There's a lot of community activities, so there are programs that help clean up the highway or new teacher luncheon. So it's a great way to sort of get to know those new to the school district as part of the chamber and Kiwanis. We co-host that. So I knew that there were certain programs like that to get involved with. And truly, like any organization, it's you have to make the most of it, right? So however involved you are is what you get out of it. But I sort of always, just given my background and the meetings, event planning and all that, I'm interested in sort of doing a little more and trying to volunteer and help out. So when this opportunity came up, it just seemed like the perfect thing, the networking, fundraising, and event planning. So
how does the chamber run? You have members, and how many members strong are you?
Yeah, so we're almost around 90 members right now.
That's great.
I think our sort of new initiative is how do we look into some of those home run businesses? So people that are either running something online or you've got stay-at-home moms that are also running their own crafts businesses and things like that. So I think that's one group that we want to really tap into, as well as we have some new manufacturing groups that are in Prescott in the last year or two. So how do we reach out to them? But a lot of it's going to be, what are we offering our members? And I think that's
return on investment.
Right. Yeah. So I think, what programming do they want to see? Most of the businesses I've talked to lately, everyone is hiring. So, is there a way that we work with the Pierce County Economic Development Office and offer some, employment opportunity, job fairs? You know, how do we get that word out? How do we, you know, either on the teaching side and let maybe the school districts know that there are these opportunities around town, or even just for the businesses, how do we aggregate that and tell people, you know, here's just a job bank, so that people know who's in town and who's hiring and what skill sets are needed. So,
and you mentioned some of these new businesses that have come to Prescott. That's impressive. Tell us.
Yeah, there's a whole new development up where the new high school was built. Mm-hmm. So we've got a couple new groups up there. And then just the new restaurants that have come in the last couple of years. I've only lived in Prescott for about 4.5 years now, but already the changes that are along Broad Street, trying to get new stuff along the waterfront. I mean, Prescott itself, the city, has a proposal out to get some information and qualifications back about how to redevelop the downtown. So there's 3 lots in the area of Prescott that we're looking to do sort of that multi-use parking, retail, and housing are just big needs. So we actually had Jane Brand, our city administrator, come speak to us last week at our monthly meeting to sort of talk about that. How can the chamber partner with the city to make sure whatever these upcoming plans are benefit those that are already there? And then how do we bring in things that will actually complement what else is going on? But of course, the parking remains sort of the big issue. And so we're trying to get our members information about what's going on and sort of be that conduit and partner with the city so that we can educate everyone and see what happens so that we can bring more businesses into Prescott and more tourists.
Right. Is one of the spots the old steamboat lot?
That is what's still waiting to be developed. Yeah. Yeah. So right now it's been sitting there, but that is one of the 3. And then behind the Holiday gas station.
Sure.
And then one behind the Dairy Queen over there. So it should be interesting. So we'll see what happens. We should know mid-September what the interest in developing that is, and then the city will go through that. But again, hopefully the chamber can be a partner in helping move that forward. So
what are some of the other things that you would like to see the chamber get involved in?
Well, I think the funny part, we've got those new teachers I was just talking about, and I actually, 2 of the new high school counselors. So I just sat down with them yesterday, and they actually had some great ideas about this mentoring and apprenticeship program. And I think that's such a natural fit for some of our chamber members, and the chamber building that better relationship with the school district, with the city council. You know, those are things that I'm trying to focus on, just so that the businesses can get more value out of the community. So if there are interns, if there are, you know, students that need that help, I mean, I know there are programs that we've worked with before and done the mock interviews and things like that, but I think some real world work experience, you know, not only benefits the students, but also the businesses. So I'm hoping that we can start developing, you know, build that program out, hopefully have them come speak to the counselors, speak to our members probably in October once they get a few weeks under their belt at the high school. But I think, you know, it's more about, yeah, what can we give back to the members instead of sort of asking them all the time to help sponsor or support something, which no one ever says no, but you just sort of, like you said, that return on investment. So what are you getting for being a member? And so I think along the lines of just, you know, those job programs, are there things for some of the individually owned businesses, whether it's social media and marketing, you know, are those skill sets that members are interested in? So just trying to understand what value we can bring right now. And then outside of that, you know, finding sort of bigger ways to raise money so that it's not always on each individual member to cough up a few bucks here and there. But so I think that'll be sort of our third bucket. I mean, if we're talking the membership value, the networking and programming, and then fundraising mm-hmm. as a third. But so I think there's, you know, we've got a new younger board, some people that have joined from previously being on the board that have that historical knowledge but are interested in seeing it go a new way. Where so I think there's a lot of support for just sort of a reboot of the mm-hmm. chamber right now. We do have a lot of new members over the last couple years that, you know, I think they're just looking for some new things. So as we go through the programs we already have in place, you know, what did and didn't work, what can we do differently next time? So we're just sort of evaluating mm-hmm. all of that right now.
And how has the climate changed in the time you think that you've been in Prescott? I mean, is the economy better? Is it kind of the same? What do you see?
No, I would say it's probably a little better. I think, the diversity in what we have going on in Prescott. So having the quilt shop and having my happy place come in, the restaurant, there's more variety there. We still have the art gallery. We've got a handful of the, printing and computer repair and things like that. So there's still an option. I think most people would love to see something happen with the most pharmacy building that's still sitting there. But I think more people are trying to cater to the boaters and the bikers. So I think that's helped a lot just as we develop the downtown, the parking, there has been some additional parking, and just the climate in general, I think is more inviting and again, having more options downtown. So I think that's brought more people in. But obviously there's always, you always want to do more. So
in Hastings, the Tourism Bureau is underneath the chamber. Is that the same in Prescott?
So we don't have anything that's a formal tourism bureau that I'm aware of. The chamber office is housed in the Historical Society's building there. So it's sort of a partnership with them that we help staff the building during the week. We have the visitor center that's up at Freedom Park as well. So between the chamber office there and the Historical Society, and then up the road, the Freedom Park, that's sort of everything to promote everything in Prescott. And I do think that's sort of a bit of a change for us now for the chamber. Who is, as the coordinator, who is my audience? So am I there to help all of Prescott and the entire community, or am I there to help our members as businesses in the community do better so they can help the community do better? So I think we're trying to, and of course, in a very small town, it's a lot of times one and the same, but just trying to sort of focus on, again, that value to the membership of the chamber and then how they can then in turn be productive members of the community. I mean, everyone gives back to the schools. We're getting ready for Prescott Days, and the chamber's in charge of the parade, so we definitely have a lot of people that will help give back to the food pantry again in Prescott there when they do the parade. And there's typically a food drive there. There's a lot of those groups. So there's always good partnerships. We have a lot of our restaurants, a lot of our members that do dine and donates to give back to school groups and the athletic teams. So you can't really get away from or not help. By helping one, we are helping each other. So it just kind of.
So nice. Tell us about Prescott Days. That is always so fun for the whole area. When is that, please?
Yeah, so it's coming up soon, the weekend after Labor Day. So the 7th, 6th, 7th, and 8th, and it's flooding the streets this year.
Oh, what does that mean?
So I think the graphic this year and the image for the t-shirts and all, it really is, it does incorporate sort of the whole from the street dance and the clock tower to the parade and the fun run that we have, and just trying to incorporate being Prescott, on the river there. So it's a really great design. The committee, went to my first meeting the other month. I mean, it really is impressive how much, the car show, the different vendors, I think they learn every year what did and didn't work and how much space are people needing and what's a better flow and how do we get so that we can get more people to come down and participate. We have probably close to 25 or so, maybe almost 30 participants for the parade already this year. So that's exciting. We're going to sort of hopefully mix it up a little. And, we're still waiting on some nominees for our grand marshal and some of the awards, but hopefully we'll have that lined up here soon. But it's been interesting to sort of see. I mean, everyone really sends in their form to participate in the parade. I mean, they have such a great message. A lot of walkers, they have a car, and then a lot of people that'll walk with the cars, and some bigger groups this year. So, hoping for good weather. But that'll be, Sunday the 8th at 2:00 is the parade that the chamber is in charge of.
So. And if people want to learn more about the whole Prescott Days, is that listed on your website?
Well, funny you ask about our website. There is a Prescott Days website, Prescott Days
And it's D-A-Z-E.
D-A-Z-E, that's right. But part of, again, the revamp for the chamber itself is we are about to unveil a new website, and we'll have all sorts of information for that. So hopefully in the next week, we'll get that all up and running. But just a little user-friendly, you know, and that's where, again, hosting that job bank, making sure all those materials that are out there. A lot of people are using our Facebook page these days, but sometimes it's hard to upload those forms and files and really communicate with everyone. I think if anything I've learned, you can never communicate too much with everyone. So a lot of time via email and the forums and Facebook and hopefully the website, but we eventually get the word out and people show up. So it's great.
Yes. Sometimes it takes one or two times for people to, you know, read it in its entirety. Right. So what else is going on? What's coming down the pike?
So we are in the midst of getting ready for Prescott Days, but we are also have just kicked off our calendar raffle that we do every year. So we sell tickets in August and September and for the month of October, so that every day in October we will draw a name of someone and you have a chance of winning whatever money is scheduled for that day. So on the ticket itself, it's a $10 ticket, and each day we draw, and like the first day is $75 you could win. If you do win, the great part is your name goes back in the pot, so you could potentially win a couple times throughout the month of October. But a lot of this, the money for this will go back in, one, to just support the programs within the chamber, but also we're looking to sort of beautify the downtown for winter. So we've got an initiative to sort of build up some of the Christmas and holiday decorations. So you want it to be a destination. And, and again, I think there have been a couple ideas. You know, how do you keep people in town or get people to come out into the town in the winter time? So one, if you make it sort of a destination for the lights and trees, again, we have a lot of the restaurants. I mean, you can't come across the bridge and not see Muddy Waters tree right there. So it's, you know, a great way to enter the town, but then how do you keep that spirit going down the rest of Broad Street? So, so we've been raising money for that for the last year, trying to get those decorations. But I think, again, some of these programs and all that we're going to sort of think about revamping for the future. So,
well, that'll be fun. And we can get those tickets from whom?
So they're definitely here at the chamber office. You have to purchase them within Wisconsin as one of the rules. But any chamber member should have access to or have a handful of these. So if anyone in the area, or you can check us out on our Facebook page and contact me that way.
Casey, great to see you, and congratulations. Yeah, thank you. Casey Johnson, she is the chamber coordinator for the Prescott Area Chamber of Commerce, and we are so happy for her in her new position. You're going to be just great.
I appreciate it.
Oh, and you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5 for service and devotion. You would think that I would deserve a fair promotion. Want to move up.